Exodus chapter 12, beginning at verse 37. The Israelites set out from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, besides their families. A mixed group of non-Israelites also went up along with them, as well as a large amount of livestock, both flocks and herds. The Israelites baked the dough which they had brought out of Egypt into unleavened loaves, for it had not been leavened, because they had been driven out of Egypt and could not delay. They also had not prepared any provisions for themselves. The amount of time that the Israelites lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, to the very day, all of the Lord's divisions went out from the land of Egypt. It was a night that the Lord kept vigil to bring them out of the land of Egypt. This same night is dedicated to the Lord. All the Israelites are to keep vigil throughout their generations. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "This is the regulation concerning the Passover. No foreigner may eat it, but any slave whom you have purchased may eat it if you circumcise him. A temporary resident or a hired servant may not eat it. It must be eaten inside one house. You are not to carry any of the meat outside of the house. Do not break any of its bones. The whole community of Israel shall do this. If a resident alien among you wants to observe the Passover to the Lord, every male in his household must be circumcised. Then he may take part in it. He will be treated like a native born of the land. But no uncircumcised person may eat it. The same law will apply to the native born and to the alien who resides among you." So that is what all the Israelites did. They did just as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. That same day, the Lord brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt, lined up by their divisions. Chapter 13. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Set apart all the firstborn for me, the firstborn of every mother among the Israelites, both people and animals. The firstborn belongs to me." Then Moses said this to the people, "Remember this day when you come out of Egypt, where you were slaves. For by the strength of his hand, the Lord brought you out from there. Nothing with leaven may be eaten. Today, in the month of Abib, you are leaving. So when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, the land he swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, you are to perform this ceremony during this month. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day there is to be a festival to the Lord. Unleavened bread must be eaten throughout the 7 days. No leavened bread is to be seen among you. No yeast is to be seen among you, anywhere in your entire territory. On that day you are to explain this to your son. It is because of what the Lord did for me when I came out of Egypt. This will serve as a sign for you on your waist and a reminder on your forehead, so that the law of the Lord may be in your mouth. For with a mighty hand the Lord brought you out of Egypt. You must keep this regulation at its appointed time from year to year. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, just as he swore to you and to your fathers, and gives it to you, then you must dedicate the firstborn of every mother to the Lord. Every firstborn of your livestock, the ones that are males, will belong to the Lord. Every firstborn donkey you are to redeem with a lamb, but if you do not want to redeem it, then you are to break its neck. However, you must redeem all the firstborn among your sons. In the future, when your son asks you, 'What is this about?' you will say to him, 'By the strength of his hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt where we were slaves. When Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. That is why I sacrifice to the Lord the firstborn of every mother, the males, but I redeem every firstborn of my sons. It will serve as a sign on your wrist and a symbol on your forehead. For by the strength of his hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt.' When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by the way that goes to the land of the Philistines, although it was more direct. For God said, if the people face war, they may change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people by the way that goes through the wilderness toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up from the land of Egypt in battle formation. Moses also took the bones of Joseph with him, because Joseph had made the Israelites swear an oath. Joseph had said, God will surely come to your aid. Then you must bring up my bones with you from Egypt. They set out from Succoth and camped at Etham on the edge of the wilderness. The Lord went in front of them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them on their way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light. In this way, they could travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night never left its place in front of the people.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.